Quick snap, rush on. Rodgers looks, lost the left side for Devontae Adams. And it's intercepted and taken out of bounds by Trey Waynes. And that may be game, set, match.
Yeah, they brought double-edged pressure. You know, we didn't see it, so I felt like we were free on the right side and just stepped up and tried to anticipate when he was going to, the angle he was coming out, and unfortunately left it too far inside. It's good defense, so there's going to be some times where we'll be a little bit off, but no, we had a good week of practice. Everything was smooth. We talked about a lot of checks and ideas. We just didn't execute them as well as we have in the past.
We made some plays, got some big yardage chunks through penalties, but didn't capitalize very often, so. We just got to make sure we finish getting a rhythm as an offense and continue to get better.
Fourth down, and it's about a little over a yard to go. Here's the snap. Gibbs just starts up the middle, pile driving close to the first down. It depends on the spot of the ball.
We got to do a better job blocking, and we got to do a better job of definitely up front. You know, there's a few plays there where we got to be better. So more of a team thing there. You know, but it's not a good recipe for winning, so we've got to get it cleaned up.
Rodgers takes the snap, pump fakes right, now rolls left, has the ball knocked away, it's loose on the ground, and covered tight, and it's Minnesota ball.
Turnovers always kill you. You know, if you have a turnover in a possession, the chances of scoring goes down tremendously, and, you know, we saw it tonight.
Fundamentals are, you know, a huge part of the game. I mean, it's the difference between winning and losing, so we'll practice it, we'll emphasize it, we'll keep emphasizing it, you know, demand it, and the players will demand it, and we'll improve.
Bradford fakes the pass, hands it off to Peterson, and he is steamrolled down by Mike Daniels.
I mean, that's what you want to do, is stop the run, make him one-dimensional.
He's a great back. He's one of the best in the league, and, you know, that was our mentality coming in, is to, you know, stop AP.
I think we did a good job of just doing our job against the run and just making plays on him and not letting him get rolling.
Because you can always improve when you don't come away with the win. I mean, that was a hard-fought game, which we knew coming into it, but you got to give those guys credit.
Ultimately, he was able to make a few plays, put it on the mark where you know, our DBs weren't able to get it. And I think that's ultimately what the difference was in the game. I mean, even on some of those plays, we were, you know, second away from hitting him or sacking him, whatever the case may be. And, I mean, he made the throws.
Big play production against us on defense was probably a key for Minnesota.
They didn't win the division last year by accident, so you do have to give them their credit, and we just had to correct what we know we need to correct and come back stronger next week against Detroit.
We just didn't reach our target, didn't reach our goal, and, you know, we'll see them again, and hopefully it's a different story then.
We have a long road ahead of us. We still have everything we want ahead of us. It's early in the season. We just got to put it behind us and, you know, move forward.
Well, we're not going to overreact. It's been 2 weeks. You know, we've been not quite finding our rhythm yet, but we're going to trust the process as we head back home and have our opener, and hopefully we can take care of business at home.